What we're talking about tonight is our words. And about probably a week and a half ago, I was working on this, and it occurred to me that all of us have a problem here. Mm-hmm. None of us are exempt here.
Right.
All of us, at some point, say things we ought not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Solomon says that almost everything hinges off of our communication. In other words, everything is affected by our communication, good or bad.
Right.
The best communicator of all time was Jesus.
Amen.
And yet he never reacted when verbally attacked, accused, or insulted.
Mm.
The way we choose our words is extremely important. Most people don't choose their words. They allow their feelings to do that.
That's right.
And so this leads us to a real important question. Am I a good communicator?
Mm.
Some people say that communication is a gift. I believe it's a skill.
Mm.
And skills can be sharpened.
Yes.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to look in Proverbs tonight and find out what God's Word says about becoming a better communicator. Again, I think that all of us have a problem.
Yes.
Here.
Amen.
I know I do.
Yes.
I struggle communicating sometimes what I really would like, what I need to say.
Yeah.
In the right way.
Yes.
So here in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Why? That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and Lord, you have brought us to this passage here tonight, and I pray that you would expound your word into our hearts. Lord, help me to speak what I should, as to relay your message to your people. Lord, I don't know the needs. I know mine, I think, sometimes. But Lord, sometimes I don't even know my own need. And I pray that you would help us open our ears and our hearts to what that is. Show us what you want us to see. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So Solomon says here, "Attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding." Then he answers that proverbial question as to why should I bow my ear and attend to your wisdom. And the answer is that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge.
Mm.
I think we all know that our words are really only a reflection of what's in our heart.
Right.
If the water coming out of the faucet is bad, it ain't the faucet that's bad, it's the well.
Right.
And this truth causes us to focus more on our heart than our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
To say, "Watch your mouth," is about pointless.
Right.
But I do want to say this too. Sometimes it's possible, I believe, that when we quickly react with our words, even if our heart is right, there's a good chance of using the wrong words. In Proverbs 8, wisdom is personified as a woman. In verse 8, the Bible says, she.
Yes.
She says that all the words of her mouth are in righteousness. In fact, if you look at verse 35, chapter 8, again, wisdom is speaking here. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. So acquiring wisdom will settle our mouth problem. Again, it's not the mouth that's the problem. Oh, he has a dirty mouth. No, he just has a dirty heart. And because of that dirty heart, the mouth reveals the problem. And remember what I said in the beginning? We all have a problem here.
Right. That's right.
So if you're thinking of someone else, get your mind off of them. We all have a problem.
Right.
We all have a heart problem. None of us have arrived. So what I'd like to do is, using God's word, is to give us some biblical tips on learning to be a better communicator.
Amen.
So look at Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 19. Solomon says this, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin. In other words, there's no lack of sin here when there's a bunch of words flying.
Right.
Too much talking increases your chances of saying something that you shouldn't, especially when you're frustrated. If you're frustrated and you're feeling a nudge to say something, I can promise you that nudge is not from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what Solomon is telling us here in verse 19, zip it.
Right.
Just zip it. It's a wise thing to limit your words. Few people enjoy being around that person who constantly talks a lot, especially when what they're talking about is themselves. Second thing, Proverbs 15. When I was at Camp Tracy, we quoted scripture before every meal. This was one of them. We had to memorize it and quote it from memory. Verse 1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. So when approached by someone who is frustrated or angry, the Bible is teaching us here to respond with soft, kind words. Amen. Reacting with rude, cutting words will only make matters worse.
Amen.
When you choose kind words, the Bible says here, you're wise.
That's right.
When you choose grievous words, you're foolish. Soft, kind words will detonate anger in a person. Proverbs 12, verse 18, look at that. This is easy tonight because you're not having to find a totally different book to find what we're where we're headed. Proverbs 12:18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword. But the tongue of the wise is health. So Solomon, I believe, is saying here that when you use harsh, insultive, or cutting words regularly, there is a deficit of wisdom. By the way, you can read your Bible regularly. And still have a big deficit of wisdom.
Right.
Remember, the scribes and Pharisees, they studied their Bibles pretty regular. They probably knew more Bible from memorization than anyone in this room.
Yeah, imagine.
But they were missing out on something, weren't they? They didn't have wisdom. Jesus told them, they missed the whole boat.
Right.
Studying, or I should say, reading your Bible and reciting a prayer that you have written down on a piece of paper is not carrying on a healthy relationship with Jesus. Solomon says in Proverbs 2, seek wisdom like it was gold.
Right.
That's not skimming through a chapter real quick so that you can slam it shut and run out the door and feel good that you have done as God has commanded. Even taking your Bible and studying a passage and a word and a subject.
Yeah.
So that you can better argue. Remember, that's what the scribes did.
Yeah.
And the Pharisees.
Yeah.
That's not having a healthy relationship with Jesus. That's not seeking wisdom like it was gold. That's just preparing for a good argument. The scribes and Pharisees' goal was to become educated, not right with God. When we study God's Word to give Him the chance to show us where we need to change, He will.
Yes, amen.
Wise people use words that edify or encourage. Wise people look for opportunities to lift up someone who is suffering emotionally. In fact, if you look at verse 25 of this same chapter, chapter 12, the Bible says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The third thing, you look in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. But the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. How well you communicate will make or break your marriage.
Right.
Your vocation.
Yes.
And most of the relationships with those that you love the most.
Lord help us.
And we communicate better when we have wisdom than we do when we don't.
Amen.
Have wisdom. The word keepeth in verse 2 means to wisely control. The second time the word keepeth is used, it means to protect. It's wise to regulate our words. Then you look in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. All of us get angry with other people.
Yeah.
Even those that we love the most. Maybe I should say, especially those that we love the most. When we do, Solomon is saying right here, wait before responding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what defer means.
Yes.
Put it off for a period of time. Wait. And sometimes, don't even respond at all.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus never reacted when somebody verbally attacked him. Or accused him.
Right.
Or insulted him. Here's some more practical tips on learning to communicate better. Think before you speak. I don't know if you've ever noticed it or not, but words can come into our minds so fast. We can develop sentences in a split second.
Yeah.
So it's real easy for us to say things without thinking. Truly thinking about what we're fixing to release from our heart through our mouth. Think before you speak. Second thing, offer empathy and understanding. Number three, we're talking about communicating here. Ask questions. Without hearing their side, it's not possible to have clear communication.
Right. That's right.
We want to say our piece and hope they agree. Then we feel like we've had good communication. But they may not. In fact, they probably don't. That's not good communication. Good communication involves asking questions so that, and by the way, it's important for men and women, especially because we don't even think on the same wavelength. So what do you mean by saying that? I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
Explain what you're saying. Yeah. Ask questions. Number four, use examples. Analogies. That helps. Number five, this one's difficult, real difficult, especially when we're frustrated. Show respect. Yes. Interrupting other people is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Show respect. Number six, communicate clearly and concisely. Pronunciate your words clearly. That's important. Slow down. Get to the point. Then stop. You ever notice how sometimes some people will just go on and on and on? And you got it about 12 minutes ago.
There you go.
Say your piece. Get to the point. Then just stop.
Get a little personal.
Number seven. Listen. Listen is the other half of communication.
Amen.
If you can't listen, you can't communicate. There is no way to understand them if you don't hear them. And you can't hear them unless your mouth is shut. Listen. And I'm not talking about listen while you're trying to conjure up your next statement. That's not listening. Solomon says it over and over in Proverbs, incline thine ear. That means get a little bit closer. Why? So that I can really understand what you're saying, what you're meaning. Listening shows that you value their opinion. But Brother Bruce, I don't value their opinion. Then you're not a good communicator.
Amen.
They're just not getting it. You're not a good communicator. Number 8, body language is key to delivering a message.
Very key.
Control your facial expressions and keep eye contact.
Yes.
I used to, back when we worked at Camp Tracy with teenagers, and this is a problem that has started years and years, decades ago. But I know you know what I'm talking about when I say this. But there's a lot of people today that have a problem with eye contact. They don't want to look you in the eye for some reason. Keep eye contact. Body language is key to delivering a message. Number 9, practice daily in every conversation implementing biblical precepts and these practical tips. Practice. You don't get better at something without practice.
Amen.
If you got to practice in the car traveling down the road when there ain't nobody there to talk to, that's fine. It's better to make a mistake there than in real life. Maybe you need to practice in front of the mirror, but we need to practice.
Amen.
You want to get good at something?
Practice.
Practice.
Right.
If you don't feel that you need to sharpen your speaking skills, just remember what Solomon said. Proverbs chapter 15. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. We need to work on our communication. And you know what? According to what Solomon has taught us, the best way to work on our communication is to gain wisdom.
Amen.
We can't be a good communicator without it. Wisdom tells us to be kind.
Amen.
Wisdom tells us pipe it down.
Yeah.
Wisdom tells us to respect that person.
Yeah.
Wisdom tells us it ain't about me.
Yes.
They have input too. Wisdom tells us all kinds of things that is going to help us to be a good communicator. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I thank you for bringing us to this subject and these passages tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would help me to be the kind of communicator that exalts Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would help us to dig deep, to look for wisdom like it was gold. Lord, help us to try our best to have a better relationship with you.
Yes.
You long after that.
Yes.
Lord, help us to long after that.
Yes.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Turn 277.